This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Matt Nesto. Starting today, minimum wage workers in Seattle will get a raise thanks to an ordinance passed last spring. Employees at big companies will get $11 an hour, with the minimum wage stepping up to $15 over the next few years. But at least one local restaurant is jumping to the top rate already. They're also raising prices and getting rid of tipping, too. Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
The prices on the menu are 21% higher today at Ivor's Salmon House. That's an iconic room on Seattle's waterfront. The money will go to raise base wages for the whole staff, including kitchen workers who haven't gotten a share of tips in the past. CEO Bob Donegan says management worked for months on a formula that would also protect servers from taking a hit when tips went away.
We were very nervous when we put it all together to actually give it to employees and say, this is what we're thinking about doing.
He says staff gave the plan a standing ovation, but some people have come up to him since to say they're nervous.
We're all nervous. We don't know how customers are going to react to this. We don't know how the staff will react to this.
The move essentially changes the restaurant's business model. Anthony Anton runs the Seattle chapter of the Washington Restaurant Association. He thinks Ivor's is just the beginning.
Everyone's talking about it. I mean, it is a conversation among restaurants in Seattle.
The end of tipping, a move the architects of Seattle's minimum wage law may not have seen coming. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.